From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tension between Turkey and Russia. Turkey's president today questioned the future of relations between his country and Russia, that after multiple reports of airspace violations by Russian planes along the Turkish border with Syria. The European Union says it has agreed with Turkey to step up cooperation for the resettlement of refugees and migrants from the Middle East. The European Union says it will help Turkish Coast Guard patrols in managing the large influx of refugees. A Chadian military source says 11 Chadian soldiers were killed Tuesday in a cross-border attack by suspected Boko Haram militants. The source told reporters 17 Boko Haram fighters were killed. The head of the NATO-led military operation in Afghanistan says American forces are responsible for mistakenly hitting a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. U.S. Army General John Campbell told a congressional committee in Washington Afghan forces requested the airstrike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility. He said the U.S. conducted the raid on the hospital operated by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders after reviewing the request. The aerial bombardment Saturday killed 22 people. Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine agreed on Tuesday to postpone unofficial elections planned for October 18th and November 1st until February 2016. The planned elections threatened to derail the shaky peace agreement now in place. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, said elections in rebel-controlled areas would cross a line and signal an end to the Minsk peace deal. Israeli forces fought with Palestinian youth during demonstrations Tuesday at a major checkpoint between Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Ramallah. Several hundred Palestinians demonstrated at the Kalandia checkpoint, with some throwing stones. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of attacks on government headquarters and positions of the Saudi-led coalition in the city of Aden. In a statement posted online, the militant group said it carried out 4 suicide bombings against the targets. That contradicted accounts from officials that said the attacks involved rockets fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. A special U.S. envoy is in the Iraqi capital for talks on the coalition's support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. Retired Marine General John Allen arrived in Baghdad on Tuesday for meetings with senior Iraqi government and security officials. Many U.S. lawmakers reacted cautiously to the successful conclusion of negotiations to forge the world's biggest trading bloc. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would reduce trade barriers among 12 Pacific Rim nations that account for 40% of global economic output. Republican Senator John McCain stood out among lawmakers by immediately and enthusiastically endorsing the pact. But Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who is running for president as a Democrat, promptly proclaimed his opposition, saying the pact will hurt consumers and cost American jobs. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.